The following program is sponsored by Kit Fox Communications. From the entertainment capital of the world, this is Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight.
This is Carolyn Fox, the Fox who rocks Hollywood, welcoming you to another edition of Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight, with a little bit of the emphasis on the Hollywood tonight. Here's a track from Lori Millan, who writes music for the movies and television when she's not recording her own CDs, like this one, A Place in the Sun, the track Without You.
At first the days were long, but not long as the night. The silence froze me in motion, waiting to be broken. A cold wind that blew upon
Hollywood Spotlight, we're going to go behind the scenes into the world of acting in Los Angeles. You may have seen my guest on One Life to Live, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and Arliss. Tamara Meskimen is a working actor and one of the founders of the Acting Center in Los Angeles. Joining her tonight is her husband, impressionist and comedian Jim Meskimen, known for his viral jib-jab videos, and he's been in lots of movies and television and this amazing one-man show called Jimpressions. I thank you both for coming into the studio. Hollywood is famous for being a tough town for actors. Even skilled and seasoned performers have a hard time. How do you help people get booked? If I were an actor, I'd want to come to you and say, I want jobs. Get me booked.
That's always what everybody wants, to be working, to be a working actor.
Not just to audition endlessly, but to actually book something.
Exactly. I think Jim and I both have found from being in this business for many, many years, this is a business of persistence. Really, just being persistent and don't give up. There's a lot of actors out there, but there are a lot of jobs out there. All different kinds of jobs. it's important to just know that it's a numbers game. It's like audition, 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 and eventually it's going to click. You'll be right there at the right time for the perfect role that's right for you, that you just nailed. And then it kind of grows from there.
So it's a question of being in the room when the door opens.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And being confident.
Confidence, yeah.
Confidence. How do you help them with that?
It explains a little bit about beginner's luck. There's so much beginner's luck that's very potent when you're just starting out. You hear all these stories about people, I didn't even have the audition. I was with my friend. It was my friend's audition. And I went, I don't know how many stories I've heard like this, where the guy goes, I just was there. And the casting said, well, would you like to read for it? And I was like, I guess. I mean, Tony's the guy I'm here for. Anyway, and then I booked that, and I booked another thing. That happens a lot. So that's beginner's luck. But
I think it's
happened to many major stars. And it happened to me. It's happened to a lot of people. But you have an awful lot of confidence at that point because you're not really, your expectations are low. You're not even there. You know, it doesn't matter. Oh, you look at the page. This looks simple. And you're confident, you knock it out of the park. The thing where confidence really comes into play is later on, 2, 3, 4 years down the road, where you've had 80 auditions, maybe 150 auditions, and you booked one or two, and it's like, man, do I even know what I'm doing? And your confidence can be eroded by just the experience of this kind of career. So Tamara's school, the acting center, they are great at the way that it's taught and the way that it's developed at actually establishing, not just building confidence, but establishing confidence so that a person really has it.
That's what a casting director wants to see. They want to see an actor walk in the room and have the confidence that they know that they can deliver the product and change, be changeable, be able to change character if needed or change an emotion or whatever. Just be, have that facile ability to be able to just go with it. And someone who is training and has done that and drilled it and really worked it can walk into a room and have that kind of confidence. Okay, fine, you know, if I don't book this one, I'll book the next one. And you never know what the reason is that you don't get the job. Mm. It can be the most arbitrary little thing that has nothing to do with your talent. So to start questioning that is when you start to get into trouble.
Yeah,
you can't take it too personally.
You can't think your way through that.
You can't win on that.
No, it sounds like that's
that way
exactly.
Madness lies. Yeah. We were both involved in an improv theater in New York City, the National Improv Theater, and Tamara and I did shows every, you know, 2, 3 shows, 4 shows a weekend for just years and years, and you learn so much from the audience, and again, you build a lot of confidence because it's like, oh, no big deal, we'll do another show, it'll be better, and you get a lot of applause and a lot of admiration. Tamara's a terrific character actor. She's just brilliant.
Well, improv's a big deal. I mean, that's
big
one
deal.
Of those things. It's sort of like talk about working without a net. How can you practice spontaneity?
It's a good question. I mean, luckily, the way we teach it, there are rules. There are rules to improv that everybody can agree on, which gives you kind of that safety net. And if everybody's working off of the same agreements, then you have those boundaries, but you can play within those boundaries. And that's what makes for really great improv, because you know that person is going to be there to support you, and they'll help. You know, our viewpoint on improv is you do not save the piece, you save the performer.
Nice.
And it's not, I'm trying to be funnier than you. It's, we are working together to create a work of art, something that we're going to have audiences enjoy. So it's always save the actor. When you know people have got your back, you're willing to take chances, it kind of frees you up a little bit, it works really well.
Not all schools teach the same, but that's the way that they teach at the National, what are we talking now? What year is it?
the Acting Center
Acting
of Los
Center.
Angeles.
Sorry, yeah. I was continuing another interview from 1986, excuse me. The Acting Center, this is the way they teach there. Because I've worked with other improv people from different backgrounds, and they don't always have that supportive emphasis. Mm-hmm. And in fact, sometimes it's very aggressive or... You know, the idea seems to be to cut the legs out from the other person. I mean, I guess certain people like that. It's not my style. It's not the way I like to work. I like to build with people. It's analogous to sports and basketball or baseball or volleyball or some team sport where you don't want to hit the home run every time. You want to, everybody, let's get a base hit. Let's all get on base and then drive everybody home somehow. Or, I don't know, maybe volleyball's better. But anyway, it's that kind of dynamic.
Yeah, I set it up for you and you spike it down.
Yeah. There you go. That's a lot of
yeah,
fun.
It's
a win for everybody, except the other team, of course. But in the arts, everybody wins. You know, the audience laughs and we all have a great time.
Well, tell me about, you're talking about different schools of acting. I've heard about the Stanislavski method. I've heard about Meisner. I've heard about Stella Adler. Robert Mitchum said that he studied with the Smirnoff method.
Oh, he's studying the Smirnoff method, yes. A couple times a day, study with that method, yeah.
So, how are you different from other schools? What is unique about the Acting Center's method?
Well, traditionally, acting classes have been a teacher up in front of a group of students, giving them their viewpoint on acting. And other students coming up, doing scenes, monologues, and then being critiqued by that teacher. So then you get everybody trying to please that teacher, as opposed to actually letting their own artistic viewpoint come through. And you build, I think, a lot of copycat artists, or artists that are working in a similar vein. We do not critique performances. And I think we are probably the only school in the world that does not do that. And as a result, we have actors that are very, very confident. So when you have that kind of confidence, because you haven't been critiqued, if you critique somebody, what it does is it puts their attention on the critique. It doesn't put their attention on what they're doing right. The idea is to, especially when you're learning something, you know, it's a different experience when you're being directed. When you're being directed, you have to be able to take direction and take a critique from a director because he's trying to get a particular product. But as teaching, that's not what you want to do in any art form, really. You know, I mean, it's like if you have a technique, you can, correct back to. It's like, if I can't hear you, I will tell you I can't hear you. I need you to speak up. But as far as like, you know, I think you should have done this, or that's an individual's viewpoint. It's art we're talking about. There is no right or wrong in art. So if you have an artist who really is trying to create something, let them create it. Let them get it out there, and they build this confidence in their ability to be able to do anything. And then when they get in the directing standpoint, then they're like, oh yeah, I can do that because I've done that before. And I, you know, it's like they can take direction, and then you get a really great artist who's a true artist, not somebody who's just trying to please somebody.
It seems like your classes in particular would be a benefit to almost anybody, whether they were in business and they're trying to communicate better, if they were singers. You know, singers always need to put the song across. Almost anybody, it's hard for me to think of anyone who wouldn't benefit from a class like that.
Yeah, it's true. It's, as a writer, oh my gosh, it's brilliant for writers. It's brilliant for songwriters. It's brilliant for all of this. Improv tech as well. When we were teaching that, even in New York, we had so many people from all walks of life come in. And it's something that everybody can benefit from.
Well, it trains you to think creatively and to proceed with confidence. So that's, you know, you use that. You need that all the time.
Yeah, everybody.
And not second guess yourself. You just say, okay, well, this is the idea I came up with. Let's do that. Rather than, is that the right idea? No, I don't know. What do you think, Bob? I'm not sure. I had an idea once and it didn't work. Oh, okay. Well, you know, you get nothing done.
Well, how can our listeners get in touch with the studio if they want to find out more?
We have a website online. It's theactingcenterla.com. You can go there and pretty much find out how to contact us. Got our shows up there, like Jim's shows coming up.
Oh, yes. Perhaps it'd be nice to talk about my show.
Didn't want to leave you out.
The Jim Preston show. Yeah, it's been great. I've been able to develop the show at the Acting Center, which is another nice thing when you're associated with the theater, to be able to put something up there. So my show, the Jim Preston show, with all my celebrity impressions and stories and so forth, is going up next on July 21st, Saturday, July 21st at 8 p.m.
For anybody who hasn't seen it, he's hilarious.
For all of you that haven't seen it, because I know most of you have not. I don't know what the heck you people have been doing with your time.
Sold out house the night I was there, and he just ruined the crowd.
Yeah, everyone was saying their faces hurt. And so you go to www.theactingcenterla.com, and you can find out all about that.
Yeah, and if you want to take classes, you can put your information in and make a consultation with one of our class consultants, and we'd love to see you.
I'm grateful to you both for coming into the studio. Thanks so much for sharing.
Thank you, Caroline. It was a really pleasure.
Stay tuned after the break for music from Bonnie Raitt. Carolyn Fox here to tell you about a great full-service mechanic and body shop in the San Fernando Valley. Steve's T&G Motors. My family and I have trusted our cars to Steve's T&G Motors for nearly 15 years. This one-stop auto repair shop does terrific body work, including a bumper repair special for $375, complete with color matching. Call Steve's T&G Motors at 818-347-2054. That's 818-347-2054 for Steve's T&G Motors. This week, I'm thrilled to announce a new advertiser for the show, Steve's T&G Motors. And it's my pleasure to announce their Saturday oil change special, only $19.95 for a full-service oil change that's lube, oil, filter, plus a tire rotation and even a 22-point inspection. Steve's T&G Motors, 818-347-2054. This is Carolyn Fox, the velvet-voiced vixen and host of Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. And I'm here to let you know that my music show has moved to a new time and a new day, Friday at midnight. You'll hear fresh new music and interviews with the artists making it. So tune in Friday at midnight, that witching hour, for Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight and hear what's hot in Hollywood. In keeping with this Hollywood movie theme we've got rolling tonight, here's a Bonnie Raitt with a tune which became the name of a movie. Something to Talk About. Is back to you. Mm-hmm.
laugh, if I can still make you cry, if I can draw out those feelings we both hold inside. I know that it's useless to stay distracted all the time. Not a single thing I try makes it easy to deny. It all just brings it back to you. It all just brings it back to you. Not a single thing that I can do. It all just brings it back to you.
Elizabeth of Elizabeth and the Catapults. She is a good, good girl with a troubled mind. Here's Waiting for the Kill.
Forgive him for his sins.
They told me to forget him and all that he had done. If I can't dig out the poison, better cover up and run. Now I'm patient, patient with my time, 'cause revenge is oh so hard to find.
With a song about where dreams come true, over the rainbow.
Trees of green and roses too. I watched them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Well, I see skies of blue and I see clouds of white and the brightness of day. I like the dark and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people passing by. I see friends shaking and singing, how do you do?
Back after the break for music from Sting. Carolyn Fox here to tell you about a great full-service mechanic and body shop in the San Fernando Valley, Steve's T&G Motors. My family and I have trusted our cars to Steve's T&G Motors for nearly 15 years. This one-stop auto repair shop does terrific body work, including a bumper repair special for $375, complete with color matching. Call Steve's T&G Motors at 818-347-2054. That's 818-347-2054 for Steve's T&G Motors. And don't miss out on Steve's Saturday special. That's a complete full-service oil change, lube, oil filter, even a tire rotation and 22-point inspection, all for just $19.95. Call 818-347-2054. This is Carolyn Fox, the velvet-voiced vixen and host of Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. And I'm here to let you know that my music show has moved to a new time and a new day, Friday at midnight. You'll hear fresh new music and interviews with the artists making it. So tune in Friday at midnight, that witching hour, for Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight and hear what's hot in Hollywood. This is Carolyn Fox, and you can check out my blog at carolynfoxrocks.com. From the Chimes of Freedom CD, the songs of Bob Dylan released by Amnesty International, here's Sting with Girl from the North Country.
If you're traveling in the North Country farm, where the wind hits heavy on the borderline, remember me to one who lives there. For she once was a true love of mine. If you go in the winter time, when the rivers freeze and summer ends, please see she has a coat so warm. True
keep her from the howling winds. I'm wondering if she remembers me at all. Many times I've often prayed in the darkness of my night, in the brightness of my day. Traveling in the North Country far, when the wind hits heavy on the borderline, remember me to one who lives there. For she once was a true love of mine.
You're listening to Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight, and you can like us on Facebook at Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. The Orchid Highway knows that you don't really need an ocean to go surfing. This is Sofa Surfer Girl.
She hitched a ride up from Frisco. I picked her up on Highway Number 1 West. She said, I'm not one to move slow, and I laughed as she began to undress. Oh, she's drifting through this world, my sofa surfer girl.
We both love.
Our next artist, Daryl Holter, will be performing July 14th, that's a Saturday, at the Woody Guthrie Centennial event in Echo Park. But we have him for you right now with a title track from his new CD, Crooked Hearts.
I met her on a wintry day from a guy I knew in my Red Wing days. He said she's the best for that kind of work. We cut the deal over a couple of beers in a no-name bar not far from here. Split a rock down the middle, nobody gets hurt. Well, she's a girl with special skills. She carries her own tools. And I'm the guy sets up the job inside. I fired up the Cadillac. She threw her bag into the back. And she smiled at me and said, I'm going for the ride. The target was a liquor store. We broke in through the alley door. I led her to the office and the safe. She took out her bag of tricks. I listened as the seconds ticked. Till finally all the tumblers fell into place. We scooped up all the money, put it in a paper bag. We jumped into the car I parked outside. She rolled down the windows, the wind blew her hair. She leaned her head back and sang to the air. I'm going with you. I'm going for the ride. Myself alone, and the bag was gone, and the cops came crashing through the door. So now I sit in the county jail with a hell of a headache and a story to tell, and I feel like I've been here before. Some of us grow older and learn.
Joan Osborne. The Quarter Valley Group's 40-acre equestrian facility is nestled in the hills of the Temecula wine country. We offer a facility that both you and your horse will enjoy, with complete horse care and boarding, miles of adjacent trails, two full-size arenas for training and warm-up, and a caring and knowledgeable staff. Barn and exterior stalls are available, and we offer multi-horse discounts. Horse owners with busy schedules can rest assured that their riding companions are receiving the best in equine care. The ranch is also available as a film location and for special events. For more information, call Dan Parks at 951-265-9674. This is Carolyn Fox, the velvet-voiced vixen and host of Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight, And I'm here to let you know that my music show has moved to a new time and a new day, Friday at midnight. You'll hear fresh new music and interviews with the artists making it. So tune in Friday at midnight, that witching hour, for Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight and hear what's hot in Hollywood. This is Carolyn Fox, and you can check out my blog at carolynfoxrocks.com. This next track is from Joan Osborne, Dead Roses.
Do you think about the days when we were in love? When a whispered word could send us both to heaven? Now I press a kiss, but I know it doesn't move you. But oh, I just can't seem to let it go. Dead letters with words that are no longer true. Dead silence where your promise used to be. You don't want me anymore, but I'd rather be with you. Dead roses are still beautiful to me. Well, I still hang around, putting money in the jukebox, play those songs, let them wring the tears from me. Friends all shake their heads, tell me to go on. That's where all those memories will be. Dead letters with words that are no longer true. Dead silence where your promise used to be. You don't want me anymore, but I'd rather be with you. Dead roses are still beautiful.
My YouTube channel at Carolyn Fox's Hollywood. This next tune has been running through my head all week. It seems that the groove divinities can't handle the truth. Lie to me.
You're like a promise and a lie. Still, I know I gotta try. I ain't got nothing to lose now. He may not approve now. I've done seen you here before, and best believe I know the score. You got a man at home, but tonight he left you all alone. Oh, I was kinda hoping you would lie now. And I was kinda hoping you would lie now. You're so right, it's like it's wrong. I can't decide, it's like I'm torn. I just can't believe that you'll be taking him back. Now that I finally found the words, my heart has found the nerve. All is said and done,
still I wait. You soothe my mind, you agitate. I can't help thinking about you. Can't help lusting for you. Love me now, girl, I insist. Tell me how to resist. I don't wanna understand. I ask you if you love your man. Kinda hoping you would lie to me. I was kinda hoping you would lie. Nah, babe, lie to me, girl. I was hoping.
Fox, and you can see me at CarolynFoxRocks.com. Brazil meets hip-hop in this next track when the Black Eyed Peas join with Sergio Mendes on Mas Que Nada.
Heated like a sauna, penetrating through your body armor. Rhythmically we massage ya, with hip hop mixed up with samba. With samba, so yes, yes, y'all. You know we never stop, we never rest, y'all. The Black Eyed Peas will keep the funky fresh, y'all. And we won't stop until we get y'all. Till we get y'all, say it.
Radio station blessing every mind. We crossing boundaries like every day. Do Wapi, Bobby, Bobby, being the R and the bay. We got tab magnification. Tab magnify like every day.
So yes, yes, y'all. You know we never stop, we never rest, y'all. The Black Eyed Peas will keep the funky fresh, y'all. And we won't stop until we get y'all. Till we get y'all, say it. My daily operation. Gotta put in work in this crazy occupation. Gotta keep it moving.
That's the motivation.
Gotta ride the waves and keep a tight relation with my team. Keep it moving and doing it right. Up in the lab every day till daylight. That's the way things move in this monkey business.
We took an old samba song and remixed it.
Bye. check it out.
Thanking you for dropping by and reminding you to come back next week for more of Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. We're going to have some very special guests. I think we're going to have three very wonderful sisters. We'll play you out tonight with a track from British blues guitarist Matt Schofield. It's the title track of his new CD, Anything But Time.
I'll just go out and earn it again. The only thing it cost me is my time. Lose my fango rings, I'd still have my two bare hands. Cause all that glitters, baby, isn't gold. There's something more important to this man. All I have don't mean that much to me. Except the time I have but didn't use. So I try to spend it wisely. Cause anything but time is what I lose. So while the clock just keeps on ticking, and the days turn into years, time marches on, there's no getting back. What I wasted of the time I spent.